Tonight is a very important halacha. I wonder what you do or you don't do on Yom Tov. I'm really curious to know what you do, because it's the first time that actually put some. I'm embarrassed to say, but I don't think I ever put thought into it. Okay, the ovens. So just to recap, we learned in one of the pre-recorded shiurim, we spoke about the gas as opposed to the electricity
rings.
And the halacha is on Yom Tov. What's the halacha on Yom Tov? That let's talk about the gas ones. Are you allowed to increase it on Yom Tov?
Increase
you can. Yeah, that's if you're cooking on Yom Tov, you want to increase it, you can. What about the electric ones? You can't. The reason being, because the electric ones, you're actually creating new fires, and you're actually creating physically new fires. It's not the way they work is that you're doing boina, you're doing a mavia, you're doing many melochas, which are because it's not every round circle. I've got no understanding and knowledge in these, but what I understand from the poskim, when you actually switch the electric ring higher, the electric one, you're actually creating much more electricity, which would be awesome, as opposed to the gas ones. That the gas, by increasing the gas, all you're doing is an increase of gas, which is no different than stoking the fire on Yom Tov, which would be permitted. Now that's fine and that's good and that's what we all know. The question is. Decreasing. Do you all have electric or do you have gas?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you allowed to decrease it? You may not decrease it. Why not?
You're not allowed to
extinguish
it.
You know, because it's right.
You're not
to some extent, yeah. Limiting and decreasing, which would be a problem.
Right.
Oh, very good. Is anyone hold of that? Very good. So I always thought the answer is yeah, of course. You're not allowed to do kibbutz on Yom Tov. Oh, very good.
So, there was a massive fight many, many years ago in the shul. Rav said this in Moshe. And so I had a massive fight. I said, no, it didn't mean that. In an argument.
What was it specifically? What is it specifically? Was it a...
It was decreasing on Yom Tov. Decreasing
of...
For what?
Oh, so I don't know why Moshe is quoted, whilst the point is 100% accurate, but let's just see the Shulchan Aruch. The starting point is the Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's very interesting, because we generally know that you never decrease the what happens...
In the Gemara, there's a thing about barbecue, that when you put the meat on, it inevitably has a bit of a kibbutz.
Oh, I see. I
think that's not the case they speak about it. I can't remember the Rosh of the Gemara. But when you put the meat on, you can't onto the mother coals, onto the whatever you put it on.
There will be a bit of a kibbutz for a couple of for a split second, yeah.
But that's allowed because it's
so. Oh, so I'm not sure which one you're referring to, but the point. Let's see it over here. So the halacha is on the top of line 246. So halacha is v'kashem shemot alahavir, just like you're allowed to make a fire letzoich ochel nefesh. Just like you're allowed to make a fire letzoich ochel nefesh for food purpose. Kach, similarly, motalei chabois, you're allowed to extinguish letzoich ochel nefesh for ochel nefesh purpose. And this is like keminyach bosa lekechonim. That's exactly what you're referring to. This is exactly like somebody. I don't know which gemara this is. That it's identical to somebody who puts meat on the coals. V'chenagun, that is the minig. So what he's saying is follows: is we know that in principle, making a fire, if it is a tzoich oichal nefesh, if it's for physical, for food, you're allowed to make a fire, increase a fire, we'll increase the gas. We're allowed to also bring one fire to another fire. To increase fires on Yom Tov is fine. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that just like you're allowed to increase the fire, the tzoich oichal nefesh, similarly, also, you're allowed to decrease a fire to Echon Nefesh. So what you'd be allowed to do, he says, so the scenario would be, if you've got a fire which is on the top strength, and you want to cook something which needs a slightly more lower flame. Example, please.
Omelette.
Omelette needs a lower. Okay, slightly lower. Now, by keeping the steak meat slightly lower, okay, it's going to burn otherwise, it's going to spoil it. So, if you keep it on the highest, it's not going to end up good. So, you have to keep it a bit, the fire a bit more mild and a bit more gentle, a bit lower, but to decrease the fire, let's have the food, to have good food. This is a rare scenario. Well, not rare. It's the opposite case. Normally, we speak about increasing fire to the nefesh, and we said that's fine. Normally, when we talk about decreasing fire, it's normally, why would you normally decrease? Because it's expensive. It's a waste. It's normally so that certainly also you don't have to decrease the gas just because it's, you know, oh, it's costing a fortune. What's the gas bill going to look like? No, that's for sure also decrease. Let's stam is melocha, which you're not allowed to do. However, here we've got a case that you're decreasing, you're doing a kibbuy, letzorch echel nefesh, which is permitted. That's what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. Just like you're allowed to increase fire letzorch echel nefesh, you're allowed to decrease fire letzorch echel nefesh too. If it is, letzorch echel nefesh. Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. I've never heard this before, but if you're in a situation, let's say you put it high, and you think to yourself, actually, I don't want to keep it on high the whole yontif. Not for financial reasons, but you don't want to.
It's going to get too hot. It's burning out.
Can you say to yourself, actually, I'm going to have an omelette? You don't really want an omelette.
Very good question. And what would you think? You'd be allowed to do that? It's a case that we've similar cases. But I would argue you can do that because ultimately you're going to eat it. But you're going to eat it.
I'm only doing it so I can decrease.
I think it's a very interesting Shaila. It's a really interesting, really, really. I enjoy the question. I think that Pashto's the answer should be. I don't know what you think. I think that it should be fine. It should be mutter because at the end of the day you're going to eat it, right? What do you think? You can't.
That's the only thing I remember.
But the question is, does oven never stretch to being to comfortable temperatures in the house, or is it really purely food?
It generally is food. Yesterday we spoke about an exception, but generally,
yesterday was tidiness.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is a bit kiddish. But generally speaking, strictly speaking, and what we've seen so far the last few weeks and indeed months was always being strictly food. Yes, I was just about to speak about the Gaon. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon, absolutely. So it's never as simple as it sounds. That's the thing. And there may be reason why we don't, we don't decrease it. It's never happened in our, I don't know, do you ever do it? Maybe some people do. Right, so I was wondering why generally people don't decrease the gas. So people have got electricity, that anyway they can't. But even if you've got gas, the reason why many people may refrain from doing it, maybe the Vilna Gaon, which is quoted in the Bialach over here. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Bialach. It's in the name, it's a Shoinim. And I'm going to say the words of the Bialach on the side. Kach muta lechabes tzorch nefesh. Ein bevir ago, see what the Vilna Gaon states. Shikos av dezeu legiras az Rashi. V'shar poiskim. This is according to the opinions, that permission, the allowance, the heter that we have to decrease the fire, that's according to Rashi, and according to other authorities, I'm skipping the square brackets. But however, the opinion of the Reif, Sham the Goras Hasam Leke Kibui, he's got a different understanding in the Gemara, which is the source for this heta. According to him, also Kibui Letzorech HaNefesh. It is also to extinguish and to decrease fire for the purpose of Echa Nefesh. And he brings various other sources that seem to appear that it is like that. And at the end of Bialocha, importantly enough, he finished off with the word Vitzorich Ian, and he's a bit masupik about this, and he says he's not quite sure about this, which seems to indicate and imply that the Bialocha is a bit pav about this, which might be the reason for the machlokes in this. There's certainly much room to be lenient. I don't exactly know the scenario, but probably what was the reason to be mad is probably the Shulchan Aruch and the Machmirim probably may have come from the Bialach. I don't know. Does that fit into the story or not?
No, it's water and
motion. Oh, I see. Oh, that, I don't know. Do you think that perhaps the Shulchan Aruch enough wasn't sufficient of a heta? I might have been more to it.
What I remember is
says that Moses muttered. And another one pipes up and says, I was a Talmud of Ramosha from this school to that yeshiva to this yeshiva, and you mentioned all that, and you never made such a heifer.
Is there a difference here? Because when we're talking about this notion of fire, you know, you light a match and you're burning whatever it is, wood. That's actual natural fire.
Yep.
But a gas fire, it's really the gas you're turning down. I know the flame will look lower, but it's really intrinsically, isn't that gas rather than
fuel?
It's fuel, right?
So yeah, what do you say about bringing shaman out of a light? Have you got shaman in your candle that they use oil for shaman? So what would you say taking out some of the shaman?
I think there is a bit of a difference, and we have to wait for page 248 for that. There is a bit of a difference, and we'll address that. Yeah. We'll address that, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah. Right. I want to also just mention, because Rabbi Santo sent me a text during the holidays, which was referring to this point, and I want to thank him for bringing this into my attention. So, yes, it seems to be that Shulchan Aruch is matir kibur etzorichel nefesh, and the Vilna Gaon HaMaisa, quoting Bialocha, forbids it. Okay, so continuing with Shulchan Aruch, say, hey, Tanu v'kiraim chadoshim, we've got a new oven. So what used to be done with new ovens was what? They used to smear it. Smear with oil. Why would they smear a new oven with oil?
Stop it rusting,
perhaps. You made it stronger. Yeah, there was some sort of chemical benefit in that. So, Tanu v'kiraim chadoshim, ein tzorich inoson b'shemen. If you've got a brand new oven in honor of Yom Tov, you may not smear it with oil. V'lo toshin oson b'matlis, matlis is a shmata. Don't even take a shmata and smear it with water, which also has some added benefit by doing that. Brand new oven, in the olden days, some reason it would help it. But, avol mutar la'asikon, but you're allowed to burn it, to fire it properly once beforehand. With the first initial fire that you're using, it's got benefit in the actual oven. Why? First time using the oven. It's not referring to that. Whilst that's a true point as well. It's true as well. But here it's not referring to that. It's talking about the first time you use the oven, the heat is going to give it a certain final kind of, yeah. So that first initial use, that you may do on Yom Tov. However, to smear with oil or to use a shmata with water, that would be also. What you may not do is to cool down the oven after the initial heat that you're using, to use cold water to cool it down, that's also forbidden. If you have heated it up too much, oh, it's piping hot, it's fire, it's burning, it's much too hot, and you want to cool it down because you can't bake in it, mutter also. The oven is too hot, you want to pour a bit of hot water, of cold water there. It should be allowed. Yeah, it is. That's what he says. Muta, you're allowed to do that. Kedelefo is by me allowed to muta. If the oven is too hot and you want to pour a bit of, or spritz, a bit of cold water to cool it down, that's fine. Why is it fine? Kibui, extinguishing, which is permitted. If you can't bake in it because it's too hot, you may cool it down. Lefichoch, therefore, muta lisho is b'mayim, ha-mechabedes, therefore, in this instance of this is also an oven which is too hot, and you want to cool it down by putting some cold water there. Although you're extinguishing a bit, but you're cooling it down, and that's the way you're going to be able to bake and cook. That would be permitted. Yeah. Okay. Shifov goes into a different subject, which is, I actually had a conversation with my wife about it. When you bake in an oven, imagine you bake one challah, or you bake a few challahs in the same Simultaneously. Does it taste better by having a few challahs in the oven simultaneously, or does it not make a difference? Does it bake better? What would you say? What about cooking?
If you,
it, you, mean, you think it may add a bit?
I know about this.
But the taste, the aromas, yeah, and the smells, and what do you think?
I'm familiar with this halacha, but I wonder if it's different in the ovens then to now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I take your point. Because in those ovens seem to have more taste and aroma absorbent than nowadays. Yeah, because we're going to see the halacha here, and I had to disagree with my wife about it. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Mutalefo is tanum alei pas. You're allowed to use an oven full of breads. You only need one bread. You're allowed to use the whole oven, fill it full with breads. Vedavka, and this is specifically betanurim shayiktane by small ovens. For medapkim apas bedavnoi sem, and you'd stick the baked, well, the unbaked doughs, which are going to become the bread, to the sides of the ovens. Umetoich, and since shumole, since it is full, ein mokum lechumoi leispashet, the heat, and perhaps one may add the aromas, cannot exit, they cannot evaporate, and the breads get baked quicker, better, and nicer. However, our ovens, conventional ovens, which Shulchan Aruch is referring to, and therefore, you may only bake what you need. So, what Shulchan Aruch says, if you've got one old-fashioned, what he calls old-fashioned ovens, which, but they are... the small ovens, by sticking a lot of bread in there, it's going to bake much nicer and better. You may bake more bread than you're going to use. In other words, you can even make breads which you know are going to be consumed after Yom Tov. Perhaps they may end up in a bin. It doesn't matter, because ultimately it's not considered... it is considered Tzorech HaNefesh, because even the bread which you are going to eat is going to be better. So the enhanced taste is an oichal nefesh hetter for even the other ones. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. For tonight, to summarize what we learned initially about the kibbutz is oichal nefesh, which Shulchan Aruch allows. You may not only increase fire for food, but you may also decrease fire and need for food. The Gaon disagrees. The brand new ovens which you may have purchased for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to smear oil on it, simply not to use water that to make the initial you may not. However, if you're using it for the first time on Yom Tov, you may. If it's got too much heat and it's just going to burn and it's not going to be good, what you're baking, cooking is not going to end up good, you may put a bit of cold water to decrease the heat of this oven. Finally, we spoke about the ovens which you're using for bread. If it's going to taste better by having lots of breads in there, you may add even unneeded and unnecessary and not required breads and doughs in there, although you're not going to use them, but the ones which you are going to use are going to taste better. These were the lachas of this evening. I wish you a very good evening, gentlemen.